In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Since this week we approach the Thanksgiving, I would like to talk with you about Thanksgiving from a spiritual point of view. First of all, we need to find a definition for Thanksgiving. How can we define Thanksgiving? I think the majority of the American people think that Thanksgiving is family gathering, which is good. Turkey, which is supposed to be tasty. A lot of food, spending time together, nice. But now come to the true meaning of Thanksgiving. According to the dictionary, the definition of Thanksgiving, I loved it. It's a gratitude, appreciation, or thankfulness, which is a positive emotion. Listen to me, it's a positive emotion. It is not something like a word you are saying by your tongue, thank you. It's something related to your heart. It's a feeling. You have to feel it first before you say it. It's a positive emotion overwhelming your heart. Its meaning is appreciation, gratitude, thankfulness. About what? You have positive emotions about what? In acknowledgement of every single gift you have in your life, you received, or some other gifts you're going to receive. So, a thankful person is a person who has positive emotions in his heart, because he realized, he acknowledged, he discovered that in his life he has a lot of gifts given to him from God, and he is expecting more gifts from him every day, every new day. Positive emotion, positive view. So this is Thanksgiving. And I would like now to cover with you some wonderful benefits for life of Thanksgiving. I need also to confirm that Thanksgiving, it's not a day we remember once every year, but it's supposed to be our daily life. We are thankful in each moment of our life. So, if we are thankful in each moment of our life, we will have great benefits, because my point is, even the name, we say Thanksgiving. So a lot of people gonna think that if I am giving thanks, I am giving. In fact, it's the opposite. If I am giving thanks, I am gaining. Either to God or to people around me. In each time you give thanks, you gain. Because in each time you allow your heart to feel the positive emotions about Thanksgiving, you benefit yourself. Mainly, number one, it's yourself, not God, not others. So now let us go in brief about the benefits of thanksgiving. Number one, thanksgiving is a very strong power of change in our life. We have two kinds of people. Some people are negative, they are complaining most of the time, they are worried all the time, they feel they are lacking for a lot of things, they are unlucky in their life, life is unfair for them, whatever they feel, those are the negative people. We have the other side are the positive people. From my point of view, the most positive person is a thankful person. And if we are negative, if you discover that you are negative, you can change yourself. You can change your life by just being thankful. Start to do it. So how to change my life? Number one, simply, I'm going to go very simple. Number one, make a list of things you are grateful about. Maybe you wouldn't find. Just start to think. Think بالراحة. Think about your life. Think about some thing nice in your life you have, and just start to count it. I am telling you, if you started to do this very simple exercise every day, to sit with yourself and to say, I'm going to start counting some gifts I have in my life to be thankful about. I am telling you, you're going to start and you will not be able to finish. You're going to start and you will not be able to finish. You're going to spend the entire of your life counting the gifts you had and you are having from God, and you will not be able to finish it. So just start this very simple exercise to count something you'd like to be thankful about. If you started to do that and to feel it in your heart, really to have a true feeling in your heart that you are gratitude and thankful about something you have in your life, you will start to feel good. Start to feel happy. Start to feel satisfied, feel relaxed, peaceful. So in this way, you have the key to change your life. You have the key to stop your suffering. Just through being thankful. It's like magic. I promise that it's like magic. Start every day just to count and start from something very simple in your life, just you can recognize and you can realize. And by time you will find yourself go deeper inside more other gifts you have and you didn't realize. Do not focus on the problems you have, focus on the gifts you have. Do not focus on the problems you have, focus on the solution for the problem. I remember the very famous statements, all of you know, but I love it. Very simple, but it has a wonderful, very strong message. One day I felt bad because I had no shoes. Till I met a person has no feet. I'm giving you a very simple idea. Just think, you have a lot. You have a lot to be thankful about. Starting from the spiritual gifts you have from God. First of all, you have God Himself as a Father, created you in His image, died for you on the cross, welcoming you in each moment of your life, waiting for you, calling you to be His son. He made you like a temple and He sent His Holy Spirit to dwell inside you. You have the Bible, you have the church, you have his body and his blood for the remission of your sins. You have his hands, you have his cave. You have God. You have yourself as a gift from him. You have life. This is an amazing, amazing gift to have life. You have your sense, you have your brain, you have your body, you have your organs, you have your health, you have job, you have money, you have house, you have wife or husband, you have kids, you have relatives, you have good friends. You have the entire universe created by God's hand to be your cozy home. You have the nature around you. You have the trees, you have the birds, you have the sky, you have the sun, you have the stars. I am challenging you to start counting and to be able to finish. If you are very honest with yourself, I am challenging you to start counting the gifts of God you are in need to be thankful about and to be able to finish. If you started counting and if you started moving your heart to be gratitude and thankful, I am telling you, you have the power and the key to change your life into the happiest life ever. We are the people who make our life. Listen, don't listen to anybody complaining about the circumstances around him. We are the people who make our life. We make our life. We created everything, all the circumstances around us, through the power we have, through the key we have, through God, through the Holy Spirit we have inside us, through the gifts he gave to us. So my advice to you, if you would like to benefit from thanksgiving, stop complaining about the circumstances around you and start counting the gifts you have and be thankful about it. And in this way, you are tremendously changing your life. You have the power to change your life through the strength of God. Number two. Gratitude and happiness. Are you sad? Disappointed? Worry, unrelaxed, impatient, overwhelmed, whatever negative words we can use to describe our situation. Are you something like that? You have the key to be happy. You have it in your hand, you have it. You can switch it. You can convert your life into a happy life. Easily, simply. I love this statement. If you are claiming that you are wise, you are smart, listen to me. خليكم معايا سيبكم السكرين. If you are claiming that you are smart person, you are the intelligent one, you are successful, you know how to run the business, you know how to have promotion in your job, you know how to manage your life, you're smart. But I'm asking you just one single question. Are you happy? If you are claiming all the stuff about being smart and being intelligent, and yet you couldn't achieve happiness for yourself, I'm sorry, you are foolish. Zaladin Mendi? Huh? Yeah. Be happy. Listen, be happy. It's one way of being wise. One way of being wise is to be happy. We are created to be happy. And we have the key to make ourselves happy. We have it. If you are claiming that you are smart, intelligent, and you can deal with the most tough stuff in this life, and you're still unhappy, disappointed, depressed, feel that you are lacking, you are unlucky, you deserve more and you didn't have, that means that you are unwise. Because being happy, it's one way of being wise. So, how to make myself happy? Simply, be thankful. Be thankful. Count the gifts you have. Try to move your heart to give thanks to God and to give thanks to others about it. You will be the happiest. I'm going to give you some very simple examples, scientific examples. I read in a scientific magazine about some psychologist did research about how gratitude makes people happy. They make like a survey for different people. They divided the people into two groups, like you now. And they ask the left group side, take this sheet of paper, describe your bedroom. And they ask the other side of people, take this sheet of paper, think deeply about somebody you are thankful to him, and write a letter to him. Okay? And after a few minutes, they tested the two groups. And they found that the group who were practicing the exercise of being gratitude and thankful converted into very happy people. Very positive. Changed. It changed instantly. In a few minutes. Just if you couldn't speak, grab a sheet of paper. Write a letter to God to thank him about his gifts in your life. Very simple practice. Write a letter. Think about somebody. You are thankful to him. And write him a letter to thank him. You will be happy. You will feel positive. Your life will be changed. I'm going to ask you a funny question. If you went to a restaurant, what is the most important thing makes the waitress happy? Yeah? Huh? Tips. Okay? So they did a study about it. And they discovered when the waitress writes thank you in the check, they get more tips from the people. So because they said thank you, and they appreciated their customers from their heart. They became happy with their customers, and because the customers became happier, they gave more tips. So I'm telling you, being thankful gonna let you success more, gonna let you gain more, even. They did another survey. I gotta tell you some business stuff. I understand that you are more clever than me in that stuff, but just I'm talking about it. They did another research about a store man who started to use the gratitude attitude with his customers. So after each customer is done with his job, he's going to greet him and thank him deeply. Listen, deeply, not just from his tongue. Deeply from his heart, with a genuine smile, that I am thanking you and giving like a compliment about his appreciation. How he appreciated his customer to come to his store specially or particularly and to do this business with him. And after that, when the client left home, he did another call. And he repeated his appreciation. And they asked another owner to thank his client without doing the call. And they made like a study about it. The owner who thanked his client and gave him a call raised up his sale 70%. I'm talking from a scientific paper. Okay? The owner who thanked only and didn't make the call raised his sale 30%. Okay? See how thanksgiving is a magic. I understand that not all of us are business owners. And I understand that I am not talking about business only. We are not giving thanks just to have to make business or to do business. I am just would like to apply this idea on different aspects in our life. Just be thankful to others. Not only to God. Importantly also to others. Be thankful to others. You will yourself will be positive and happy, and you will make them happy and the more producers. But make it from your heart. I would like us, if we are talking today about thanksgiving, to come out having the thanksgiving attitude in our life. It's not an occasion. It's not an annual occasion. Okay? We need to have the attitude of thanksgiving in our life. If you'd like to have, to be happy and to make others happy, be thankful. Be gratitude. Point number three. We are the creator of our day. And in this way, we are the creator of our life. Because the meaning of our life is the sum of the days. This is our life. Don't blame any person. Don't blame the circumstances around you. You are the one who creates his day. Make it happy, joyful, positive, productive, or make it bad, depressed, unproductive day. You are the responsible one. And I am telling you have the key. How these processes starts in our life? It starts very early in the morning. At the very first moment I wake up. At the first early moment you wake up, what's your mind? What's it? See what you are thinking about. What you started to think about. If you're going to let the day, the circumstances around you, to control you, and to overwhelm you, and to provide your mind with bad and negative thoughts, you are controlled by your day, you are controlled by the circumstances around you, and your day will be negative, depressed, and bad. But you have the key to do the opposite. Early in the morning, when you wake up, and I have just one tool today. I have just for you one tool today. I keep repeating it, which is thanksgiving. Okay? Wake up early in the morning. Instead of allowing the circumstances around you to overwhelm you and to control you, instead of allowing the circumstances of your day to control you, you start to control it. Start to think early in the morning about everything good you have in your life and give thanks from the early first morning moment. Give me some examples. I wake up in the morning. I open my eyes in the very first moment. give me some examples how you're going to be thankful. Thank you, God, that I have life. Okay, huh? I have a job. I have my family. I have a shelter. I started to move out of my bed. I can move. Listen, I can move. This is a miracle. A lot of people are paralyzed in their bed in hospice or hospitals, and they cannot move their leg or their hand. They cannot move. I can move. An amazing privilege. I can talk. I have everything to be thankful about. So my very simple idea to you is to start your day by thanksgiving. In this way you are the controller. In this way you can convert your day into a very positive, creative, productive, happy day. And in this way, if you start to have such attitude in your life, you will have a happy life, very happy, positive life. They even, the scientists, the psychologists even, discovered that the thankful people are less influenced by the negative circumstances around them. You understand me? So, if you have the thankful attitude, yes, I understand that you have a lot of negative circumstances around you. But you will be like protected. Protected. That's why nowadays, because we have like recession and we have the economy problem and a lot of people are suffering, you might meet some people in the street, terrified, worried, scared, talking to himself, confused, okay? And others have the power to take it a little bit easier, or maybe way easier. They are same two persons, surrounded by same circumstances. I promise you that the main only difference between somebody extremely influenced by the negative circumstances around him and some other one is not that severely influenced. The first one, the uninfluenced one, is a thankful person. He knows how to count the gifts he has and to be thankful to God and to others. He has the thankful attitude. Okay? لو عاوزة طويلة عليك ولا حاجة؟ مالكوا عاملين زي ما يكونوا كده يعني هتناموا. هنعمل لكم أكل حلو تحت النهاردة عشان it's Thanksgiving. وهنقعد مع بعض like a family تحت. ها سامعين؟ خليكم معايا. بس لازم ناخد الأول the spiritual meal. Okay? Otherwise if we're gonna have the physical meal without the spiritual meal, we will have it on like an empty heart. You know? Either at the church or at home. I would like you, when you gather this coming Thursday for Thanksgiving, at home, please, talk to people about the spirituality of Thanksgiving, because that is a change of life. That how to make people happy, truly. Talk to them about how to change your life through the power of the gratitude attitude. How to control your day, how to make your life happy. And the number three, gratitude or thanksgiving is a creative power. Very simple statement. Very simple statement. I would like to say it and let you think about it. What we think about and we thank about Okay? We bring about. Okay? I need a job. Just one example. I need a job. I am thinking about planning how to have a job, how to readjust my resume, how to requalify myself, how to look for a job, etc. I'm thinking. But at the same time, I am thanking God that He is working with me side by side to provide me with a job. Okay? In this way, I will bring the job. What you think about, and you think about, you bring about, you produce. According to the statement of our forefathers, no gift without enrichment, except a gift without thanksgiving. ليست عطية ليست نعمة بلا زيادة إلا التي بلا شكر. If we didn't thank God about the gifts we have, it's gonna shrink in our life. It's gonna evaporate. Because we are not thankful about what we have, and we have a lot. I'm challenging every person, not only in the church, but in the world, to come to me and to tell me I have nothing to be thankful about. I'm challenging any human being to come to me and say, I have nothing to be thankful about. It's impossible. Glory be to God now and forever. Amen.